West African leaders on Friday vowed to accelerate full regional integration after years of lagging behind schedule. The purpose of a border-free zone, first thought of by ECOWAS in the 1980s, is to allow the free movement of goods and people throughout the zone. Leaders hope the plan will harness Africa's resources and accelerate the continent's development. But problems are still plaguing the plan. For instance, under a current provision, residents of ECOWAS member states can live in another member state for up to 90 days without obtaining a visa, but there is no provision for long-term residents. In his remarks at the summit, ECOWAS President Mohamed Ibn Chambers urged the state to concentrate on making cross-border movement easier.
We wish to kindly request your excellencies to direct that all the outstanding non-tariff barriers and bottlenecks to free movement of persons and goods within your respective national jurisdictions be reduced to the barest minimum. Excellencies, we have a shared vision that by 2020, ECOWAS shall have moved from an ECOWAS of states to an ECOWAS of peoples.
President John Kufuor of Ghana, who is also current chair of the African Union, says the time has come for ECOWAS to shift attention back to promoting economic development.
For the past several years, ECOWAS has been preoccupied with the resolution of conflicts to the detriment of its primary objective of economic development and integration. Our nations of the sub-region should therefore seize the opportunity of spreading peace to develop and improve the welfare of citizenry.
Nigeria's new president, Umaru Yar'Adua, who was attending his first ECOWAS summit, paid tribute to all those who work for peace, declaring West Africa is on the threshold of achieving peace, security, and political stability. Give it a cast for viewing news, Abuja.